How to pitch. Module 1 Introduction to Pitching. 1.1 Overview of Pitching. Definition and importance of pitching. Different types of pitches. Key elements of a successful pitch. 1.2 Understanding your audience. Identifying your target audience. Understanding the needs and expectations of your audience. Tailoring your pitch to your audience. 1.3 Storytelling and Pitching. Importance of storytelling and pitching. Tips and techniques for effective storytelling. Developing a story that resonates with your audience. 1.4 Pitch Design. Design principles for pitches. Choosing the right fonts and colors. Developing visual aids that support your message. Homework. For this assignment, you will be creating a short pitch introducing a hypothetical product to a potential investor. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Understanding your audience. 25%. Identify your target audience. Explain why your product would be of interest to this audience. Tailor your pitch to your audience's needs and expectations. 2. Core message, 25%. Identify the core message you want to convey about your product. Develop a compelling value proposition. Create a hook that captures your audience's attention. 3. Storytelling, 25%. Craft a story that supports your message. Use storytelling techniques to convey your message. Make your story relatable to your audience. 4. Pitch design, 25%. Create a design that supports your message. Choose the right visuals and images. Incorporate the right level of detail and data. Evaluation criteria. 1. Understanding your audience, 25%. The target audience is clearly identified. The explanation of why the product is of interest to the audience is convincing and effective. The pitch is tailored to the needs and expectations of the audience. 2. Core message, 25%. The core message about the product is clear and well-defined. The value proposition is compelling and effectively presented. The hook is engaging and captures the audience's attention. 3. Storytelling, 25%. The story that supports the message is clear, compelling, and effective. Storytelling techniques are used effectively to convey the message. The story is relatable to the audience. 4. Pitch design, 25%. The design effectively supports the message. The visuals and images are relevant, appropriate, and effectively used. The level of detail and data is appropriate and effectively incorporated. Total 100%. Module 2 Developing a Pitch. 2.1 Developing your core message. Identifying the core message you want to convey. Developing a compelling value proposition. Creating a hook that captures your audience's attention. 2.2 Crafting the right story. Crafting a story that supports your message. Using storytelling techniques to convey your message. Making your story relatable to your audience. 2.3 Designing your pitch. Creating a design that supports your message. Choosing the right visuals and images. Incorporating the right level of detail and data. 2.4 Preparing for your pitch. Rehearsing your pitch. Developing a clear and effective delivery style. Preparing for potential questions or objections. Homework. For this assignment, you will be creating a longer pitch for a hypothetical product, with a focus on developing a compelling story to support your core message. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Developing your core message, 25%. Identify the core message you want to convey about your product. Develop a compelling value proposition. Create a hook that captures your audience's attention. 2. Crafting the right story, 25%. Craft a story that supports your message. Use storytelling techniques to convey your message. Make your story relatable to your audience. 3. Designing your pitch, 25%. Create a design that supports your message. Choose the right visuals and images. Incorporate the right level of detail and data. 4. Preparing for your pitch, 25%. Rehearse your pitch. Develop a clear and effective delivery style. Prepare for potential questions or objections. Evaluation criteria. 1. Developing your core message, 25%. The core message about the product is clear and well-defined. The value proposition is compelling and effectively presented. The hook is engaging and captures the audience's attention. 2. Crafting the right story, 25%. The story that supports the message is clear, compelling, and effective. Storytelling techniques are used effectively to convey the message. The story is relatable to the audience. 3. Designing your pitch, 25%. The design effectively supports the message. The visuals and images are relevant, appropriate, and effectively used. The level of detail and data is appropriate and effectively incorporated. 4. Preparing for your pitch, 25%. The pitch is well rehearsed and effectively delivered. The delivery style is clear, engaging, and appropriate for the message. The preparation for potential questions and objections is effective. Total 100%. Module 3, Delivering Your Pitch. 3.1, The Importance of Body Language. Using body language to convey confidence and authority. Techniques for making eye contact and using gestures effectively. Reading the body language of your audience. 3.2, Delivery Techniques. Techniques for delivering your pitch effectively. Using vocal variety and pace to engage your audience. Using pauses and silence to emphasize key points. 3.3, Handling Questions and Objections. Techniques for handling questions and objections effectively. Responding to common objections and concerns. Preparing for potential questions or objections. 3.4, Follow-up and Closing. Importance of following up after your pitch. Developing a clear and compelling call to action. Closing your pitch on a strong and positive note. Homework. For this assignment, you will be delivering a pitch to a mock audience with a focus on effective delivery techniques and handling questions and objections. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Body language and delivery techniques, 50%. Use body language to convey confidence and authority. Use techniques for making eye contact and using gestures effectively. Use vocal variety and pace to engage your audience. Use pauses and silence to emphasize key points. 2. Handling questions and objections, 30%. Handle questions and objections effectively. Respond to common objections and concerns. Prepare for potential questions or objections. 3. Follow-up and closing, 20%. Follow-up after your pitch. Develop a clear and compelling call to action. Close your pitch on a strong and positive note. Evaluation criteria. 1. Body language and delivery techniques, 50%. Body language effectively conveys confidence and authority. Techniques for making eye contact and using gestures are used effectively. Vocal variety and pace engage the audience. Pauses and silence are used effectively to emphasize key points. 2. Handling questions and objections, 30%. Questions and objections are handled effectively. Responses to common objections and concerns are effective. Preparation for potential questions and objections is effective. 3. Follow-up and closing, 20%. Follow-up after the pitch is effectively planned. Call to action is clear, compelling, and appropriate. The pitch is closed on a strong and positive note. Total 100%. Module 4, Refining and Practicing Your Pitch. 4.1, Refining Your Pitch. Revising and refining your pitch based on feedback. Incorporating changes and improvements. Clearly explaining the rationale behind the changes. 4.2, Practicing and Delivery. Practicing delivering your pitch to peers or a mock audience. Refining your delivery style based on feedback. Demonstrating a clear and effective delivery style in the final presentation. Homework. For this assignment, you will be refining and practicing your pitch with a focus on incorporating feedback and delivering an effective final pitch. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Refining your pitch, 50%. Revise and refine your pitch based on feedback. Incorporate changes and improvements. Clearly explain the rationale behind the changes. 2. Practicing and delivery, 50%. Practice delivering your pitch to peers or a mock audience. Refine your delivery style based on feedback. Demonstrate a clear and effective delivery style in the final presentation. Evaluation criteria. 1. Refining your pitch, 50%. The pitch is effectively revised and refined based on feedback. Changes and improvements are effectively incorporated. The rationale behind the changes is clearly explained. 2. Practicing and delivery, 50%. The pitch is well practiced and effectively delivered to peers or a mock audience. The delivery style is refined based on feedback. The final presentation demonstrates a clear and effective delivery style. Total 100%. Module 5, Next Steps. 5.1, Recap of Key Concepts. A summary of the key concepts covered in the training. A review of the pitching process and tools and techniques covered in the training. 5.2, Further Resources. A list of recommended resources for further learning on pitching. Books, articles, videos, and online courses that cover pitching in more depth. 5.3, Next Steps. Tips for applying pitching principles in your own work or personal life. Suggestions for how to continue practicing and improving your pitching skills. 5.4 Feedback and evaluation. Opportunities for learners to provide feedback on the training. Evaluation of the training's effectiveness in achieving its learning objectives. Homework. Homework assignment for Module 5 Next Steps. For this assignment, you will be reflecting on what you have learned throughout the course and considering how to apply the principles of effective pitching to your own work or personal life. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Recap of key concepts, 25%. Summarize the key concepts covered in the training. Review the pitching process and tools and techniques covered in the training. 2. Further resources, 25%. Provide a list of recommended resources for further learning on pitching. Books, articles, videos, and online courses that cover pitching in more depth. 3. Next steps, 25%. Provide tips for applying pitching principles in your own work or personal life. Suggest how to continue practicing and improving your pitching skills. 4. Feedback and evaluation, 25%. Provide feedback on the training. Evaluate the training's effectiveness in achieving its learning objectives. Evaluation criteria. 1. Recap of key concepts, 25%. Key concepts covered in the training are accurately summarized. The pitching process and tools and techniques are effectively reviewed. 2. Further resources, 25%. The recommended resources are appropriate and relevant. The resources are clearly presented and organized. 3. Next steps, 25%. Tips for applying pitching principles are relevant and effective. Suggestions for continuing to practice and improve pitching skills are appropriate and effective. 4. Feedback and evaluation, 25%. Feedback on the training is constructive and effectively presented. Evaluation of the training's effectiveness in achieving learning objectives is thoughtful and effective. Total 100%.